Christophe, the floor is yours.
Président.
Chairman, thank you. Just one comment on South Africa's question on the fact that nutrition should be adequate, available, and accessible, which is a definition I think we've had for about 20 years. It's in
Adéquate.
the fact that nutrition has to be accessible, adequate, and available in 15.2. Well, in 15.1, we talk about the right to adequate food and the fundamental right to be free of hunger. That's 11.1 from the Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. But both the important points are covered in 15.2. On Switzerland's comment about including a relation to a reference to sustainability, in 15.2, it's already there, produced and consumed sustainably and equitably. And I agree with Switzerland to the effect that sustainability should be included in the declaration as much as possible. Putting the right to produce food sustainably in 15.1, well, I wonder whether those peasants who don't produce sustainably for whatever reason, as a result of inclusion of such a reference, would no longer have the right to produce and therefore be deprived of the right to adequate food, etc. So including it in the declaration, frequently yes, but only as and when appropriate. Turning to the EU's point on food sovereignty, together with Switzerland and with the cooperation of Bolivia, I had the opportunity to run a seminar in 2017 on this. Many of you were invited, quite a few participated. There's a publication actually in the room which is the result of the study, and there we explain the difference between the right to food, food sovereignty, food security. There are differences between the three things, and I think they're made clearly in this declaration. We believe that the current wording of the declaration is fine. The right to food sovereignty has indeed been recognized in many laws and constitutions around the world, but it's also been covered in regional systems, and that includes Europe. In 2002, 6, 9, and 17,